first date was great. Then, radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
Second date update time on the Wake Up Call, and we are talking to Emma. Good morning, Emma.
Hey, good morning.
So I understand that you went on a date with a guy named Oliver, and tell us how you met, and then what did you do on the date?
Oliver and I actually met at Pride. We ended up spending like several hours together there, and then a bunch of my friends wanted to leave. So I got his phone number, and then he like invited me out for drinks the next day. And we went out, and it was really, really nice. And we had like such an amazing date. And we went back to my place, and we fooled around a little bit. And then I like tried to get him to go out with me again, and I didn't hear anything back. So I was just kind of confused. I thought we had such a great time.
The fact that there was even some physicalities that took place really makes me think, what is going on now? So we have him on the phone, so we will ask him what's going on, see what he says, and then we're going to conference you guys together. We'll see if we can facilitate a second date, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks. We're master negotiators.
Master.
Here. All right. Emma's now on hold. It's a second date update, and good morning, Oliver.
Hey, good morning.
Hi. So you're on the second date update on the Wake Up Call, 106.5 The N, and we just got done talking to Emma, and she told us all about your date and how that you met at Pride and that the date went well. You guys even fooled around a little bit afterwards. It sounds like it's ideal, like real rom-com level stuff.
Yeah, a real meet cute.
Until you disappeared on her.
Yeah, I mean...
Wait, so you're admitting that you just disappeared.
You don't want to go on another date with her.
What's the reason? Right. What is the real reason why you have not responded to Emma at all?
Look, she took me to her apartment, and I just thought it was just super weird.
You thought it was super
that
weird?
That she took you to her apartment, or that her apartment was super weird?
The stuff that I saw in the apartment, like, she had, like, stuffed animals everywhere, and, like, between pillows and stuff. Like, I don't know. She even had, like, curtains that were, like, Sleepy Beauty themed all over it.
That had what? The what?
Sleepy Beauty? Like, the Sleeping Beauty? The Disney,
Sleeping
like,
Beauty.
Yeah.
Were her curtains?
For her curtains. And all her appliances in her kitchen were, like, were pink. And, like, just pink. I don't know. It just looked like something that a 13-year-old person would want to live in. Not an adult.
Well, hold on a second. What is this? HGTV? Like, you're going in there as an interior designer now and criticizing her decor?
It just looked childish. That's all. It just didn't look mature.
Emma, you're back on. It's a second date update. He said that he didn't like the decor of your apartment. I'll bet he didn't care too much when he was making out with you.
Yeah, that's super weird. I mean, my apartment is the way it is because I like to keep it happy and bright, and I like to be happy, and that's why I like those colors and stuff. So it's weird. I mean, you definitely didn't say anything when we were making out, so
right. Okay, that's fair. But Gavin, playing devil's advocate here, you go to a girl's apartment and she has a bunch of stuffed animals. What do you think?
How many stuffed animals?
Well, Oliver, how many stuffed animals?
There are about, like, 20 to 30 on her bed alone.
Okay, that's not true. There are, like, 10 on my bed. That's so not true.
Okay. All right. 10 is still a lot. But, I mean, I like eclectic people. Emma, you sound like an eclectic person.
Yeah, I mean, all these stuffed
are
animals
you right
have,
now?
Like,
I do. I like eclectic. I do like
this
eclectic
This is what
people.
You consider eclectic?
Not the stuffed animals, but, like, rando Sleeping Beauty... I don't even know where you would find curtains that have Sleeping Beauty on them.
You get them on Etsy, by the way.
Oh,
I have
okay.
A girl.
Okay.
Well, I was thinking Pottery Barn kits, but
but I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to think back to like my younger single days, and like there were girls that I dated in college that had all kinds of really weird stuff going on.
That's college. See, and we're adults now, so it kind of just makes you question her maturity, you know?
Listen, okay. I think that you should decorate how you want to decorate. Let me say that first and foremost. But when the way you decorate will give people a certain impression of you.
I mean, I totally agree with you. I definitely want someone to have an opinion about the way it's decorated, but I don't know. That was like my choice, and I really like it. And I think it's there to make people feel happy, and so I just applied to that.
Well,
yeah, I can't get past that. I'm sorry. And that might be my maturity, but hey.
Okay, I will say this. Oliver, if that's how you feel, maybe say something before you start making out.
Definitely, definitely.
Instead of just ghosting afterwards.
100%.
Second date update on the wake-up call.